Amanda, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about these exhibitions.
Let's talk about these two exhibitions. Let's start with Votes for Women, A Visual History. What's it all about?
Well, if you didn't know, you will soon, that this year, 2020, is the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. And that's the amendment that gives women the right to vote. And we have controversy over saying gives women, because they sure did fight hard for it. So in recognition of that centennial that's going on this year, we wanted to do an exhibition that marked the historic nature of that anniversary, but also incorporated artwork and the visual culture of the period as well.
How important, I've asked other people this in other interviews, because I think it's relatable. How important is Votes for Women, A Visual History, this exhibition, in the hashtag MeToo movement?
Oh my gosh, it is. There are so many relatable moments. I've gone through on a few tours already with groups, and they'll point out phrases, slogans, passages in text, and they say, that is just like today. And so we start out the exhibition with visuals and artifacts from a very famous march that happened in Washington, D.C. on inauguration weekend, but in 1913. And people instantly realized that women's marches on Washington in inauguration time periods have been going on for quite a while. And these suffragists were the one that began it. The rest of the exhibition absolutely deals with the beginnings of demanding rights for women. And those are voting rights at the time we're looking at, but they can easily be transformed into all kinds of citizenship rights and human rights. So I think even though we're looking at 100-year-old objects, the connection is amazing to see just how relevant all of this is for today's audience.
All right, so with this exhibition, which we want to tell people is on view until September 27th, it's called Votes for Women, A Visual History. I'm told that the Brandywine also commissioned a diverse group of women artists to create a mural of illustrated portraits featuring some of the women whose role in winning voting rights has been historically minimized. Talk to me about this.
Yes, absolutely. So it didn't take long into doing the research for this exhibition to realize that the kinds of materials that have been preserved, that have been put into museums, libraries, and historical societies don't reflect the vast stretch of womanhood that was involved with this movement. There were certain organizations that had really good publicity machines, really good archiving machines in place. And we often hear the stories of Susan B. Anthony, of the National Woman's Party, and certain other high-profile women. But in doing this exhibition, I came to understand that it's not that women of color didn't participate in the suffrage movement. It's that they were just a lot harder to see in the movement. And so as a companion to Votes for Women, A Visual History, we have commissioned five artists, five women illustrators, to enlighten us on the other women whose stories have not been told. And we're calling this section of the exhibition Hidden Figures of the Suffrage Movement. And I think a lot of people will immediately relate that to the recent story of hidden figures of African-American women working with NASA. And so we have done research and sorted out 14 different women that we think are very deserving of attention and of space in the history, who either you haven't heard of, or you've heard of but didn't know they were involved in the suffrage movement. For example, Sojourner Truth is often understood for her role in abolition, her very famous biography, perhaps even some folks might know her famous speech in which she says, "Ain't I a woman?" Well, you'll only have to take that one step further to realize she was advocating for women's rights at that time period. And so by putting these women together and having illustrators, and that's a bread and butter here at the Brandywine River Museum of Art, we really have a strong foothold in the history of illustration. And so bringing contemporary illustrators to this project was a great tie to our mission and our core history.
Now, you mentioned ties here. I understand that there's many local Delaware ties in the exhibition.
There are, as a matter of fact. Right from the outset, I have a wonderful photo mural of a group of women who were preparing to go down to Washington, D.C. for a suffrage demonstration, and they are photographed at the Wilmington train station, and it's very recognizably the Wilmington train station that I have been in many times myself. And so we do follow the story of Delaware, which is interesting in the story of suffrage, because Delaware was set to be the 36th state to ratify the 19th Amendment, and 36 is the magic number of the number of states required to make that amendment law. And in June of 1920, a campaign really reached a fever pitch in Delaware. But unfortunately, the amendment did not pass in Delaware. And so we have some political cartoons that point to the failure of Delaware to bring women's suffrage to the Constitution. But then in the Hidden Figures mural that we were just talking about a minute ago, we have a number of women who are connected to Delaware in some way. So, for example, Ethel Cuff Black is a native of Wilmington, and she was one of the founders of the Delta Sigma Theta sorority. And Delta Sigma Theta was the only African-American organization to march in that very famous 1913 Washington suffrage parade on inauguration weekend. So we have local stories, national stories, and at times international stories.
I cannot wait to see this exhibit. Just to remind everybody, we're talking to Amanda Burden. She is the exhibition curator at the Brandywine River Museum of Art. We're talking about a new exhibition that's on view until September 27th. It's called Votes for Women, A Visual History. Now, as an accompanying photography exhibition, Amanda, Witness to History, talk to me about this.
Well, just in the same way that we took a step back and said, what's missing from our Votes for Women exhibition, and that was necessarily the faces of women of color, we realized that I personally didn't want anyone to leave the exhibition thinking that the 19th Amendment had solved voting rights issues in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking for a way to continue the narrative. And there is a photographer named Stephen Summerstein whose works we are featuring in the Witness to History exhibition. And his photographs follow the very last day of the Civil Rights March from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. And that was one of the primary forces behind the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Now, I know this is a lot of history for an art museum, but it helps give us a framework for the visions that we're going to see in the galleries. And I think you're going to see kind of paired visions between the struggle for suffrage rights by women and the struggle later in the century for suffrage rights for African Americans. You know, this all goes back to the 15th Amendment, which promised African American men voting rights. And that was imperfect as well. So the 15th Amendment and the 19th Amendment were corralled and corrected in some ways by the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And Stephen Summerstein's photographs capture this powerful final day of the march that ends in a speech by Dr. Martin Luther King, commonly known as the How Long, Not Long speech.
What is the takeaway from these exhibits, Amanda?
Well, I think, especially here in an art museum, I want people to look at these exhibitions and see history changing and see how the visual world helped to bring about those changes. And by that, I mean the posters that the suffragists made, the marches that the civil rights organizers established, the banners that both would have carried, what it looks like to see social change take place right in front of you, to be that witness to history. And I think once we see that in the past, we're really set to recognize it in the current, in the present day, and see how, as Dr. King says in his speech, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. And I think we're still seeing, as you mentioned earlier, how that arc is bending towards justice. And it awakens us, I think, to what's going on around us, especially in the visual world.
We've said a lot. We want people to see the exhibits. Is there anything that I'm not asking that you want people to know about either Votes for Women, a visual history exhibition, or Witness to History, the Selma Photography of Stephen Summerstein exhibit?
Yes, you know, I think something that's a little buried in the written history, but you see it when you look at the visuals, is how young the participants in both of these movements were. The leaders of this younger generation of women suffragists who really ignited the new marketing strategies that were displaying in our Votes for Women exhibition were 23, 24 years old. And of course, the organizers of the Selma marches were students themselves. And Stephen Summerstein was a college student when he photographed these. So I think in a way, this is a youth movement going on in both of these exhibitions. And I hope that's really inspiring to younger people today to realize that these massive changes to important aspects of American political culture and life were instigated by people in their 20s.